We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. And guys, as you know, we've talked about this in the past. One of the main rules of life, no dick, no hope. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You could take them anytime, day or night, so you could plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you are approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. BlueChew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared, shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. BlueChew wants to help you have better sex. Also, congrats on the sex if you are having it. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew free when you use our promo code VM at checkout. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code VM to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. And to all of you that are taking Blue Chew, congrats on the sex.
Yeah. Nick Dab, baby. We the new label.
Yeah. Now this the black sheep sticking it to him. I need a crib like I'm Gatsby.
I need it
in hand, just understand my pockets that deep. With nothing to prove, I ain't got nothing to do. And it can't compete, and I got nothing to lose. You see, they told me I'm the one that's gonna benefit. Never been
a way different setup for the boys this week, as I'm joined by my guy KBB, Kenny Betts Big, via Zoom, bro. This is bringing me flashbacks to like VM 2018, bro.
Yeah, man, that was before me and you we linked up on these. So, you know, this, I was getting worried though when I hopped on here. I was like, oh shit, did Nick lose everything betting on Thanksgiving games? But studio's rented out by the bigger guys, huh?
Yeah, man. Every now and then we get these big rentals at the studio, and some of the money that's spent, it's hard to pass up on, bro. And they're like, hey, man, we got to move all the shows around. So it happens, I'd say, honestly, bro, to pull back the curtain, maybe like 2-3 times a year, and for the most part it never really interferes with my show, because they're usually Thursday, Friday, Saturday rentals, and you know, I record Mondays and Wednesdays, but it's one of the rare projects where it's like, yo, everything got to move around. So we're recording this via Zoom. Shout out to everyone who's been sharing the content. Shout out to everyone that's been listening. Numbers for November were pretty dope. Season high, Kenny. Shout out to you also for coming on the show and us doing the magic that we do every week.
Let me ask you, man.
Go ahead, tell me.
You know, I always like, you know, you very similar to me. Like, you started doing this on your, well, you started with your boys and stuff, but kind of been doing it on your own, right? What is that feeling like, you know, when you look back? Because I feel like today you posted like an old clip from one of your old shows. Like, when you look back and you see, you know, you like in your mom's basement or wherever the fuck you used to record, you know, and then you fast forward to now, right? And you're in the Wynn studio that just got rented out for $100K. What does that feel like? You know, like, 'cause I mean, I'm sure there's people at home, whether they're doing content or anything, that can benefit from hearing that, you know, 'cause a lot of people will give up before they get to where you're at.
Man, I appreciate you asking that, bro. That means a lot, honestly, because I was just talking about this when I went back home. I went back home for Thanksgiving. And bro, Kenny, truthfully, bro, my biggest problem is I can't relax. Like, I'm constantly like, what's next? What do we got to do? You know, us two text throughout the week, whether it's, you know, what are we putting in Circa? When are we recording? And also just like, yo, bro, trust me, man. I got some crazy plans. Like, I want 20 million and shit, and we're DMing and whatnot. And I'm like, yo, bro, you got to trust me. I got some cool ideas and whatnot. And I say all that to say, I kind of just like, I'm so in the now, bro. With the mindset of like, what's ahead, I very rarely look back. And then when I went back home for Thanksgiving, I kind of had like a realization, like, yo, I was sitting like in my room at my parents' crib, and I was like, damn, bro, I used to record here. And now, like, now I'm over there. And you know, like, bro, I think that's one of my favorite reasons why I love jiu-jitsu also, to kind of tie the two together. It's like, bro, I have no problem with waiting. Like, my whole thing, bro, from day one, and I was posting about this last week too on one of my posts, where I was like, man, I really believe that if I genuinely have a good time doing some shit, I'll figure out a way to make money down the line. I've always wanted to just create content full time, and I have no problem with like, yo, it might take 10 years, all good, as long as I'm having fun doing it. And I don't take none of this for granted, bro. So to answer your question, I hope I answered your question. I don't know if I did, but.
As someone who, like, I kind of started dabbling in the content space, obviously with social media, right? I built my Instagram up to a pretty big following and whatnot. But dude, making content is tough, bro. It's not easy. It's a grind. And like you said, not seeing like that instant payoff, or really like the instant gratification, especially financially, right? Like, financially, it's a grind. Like, you've been doing this for a while till you really start seeing that. So hats off to you, bro. 'Cause you know, obviously the show's going big places, you know, big sponsors now. I love seeing it.
Yeah, it's, man.
And especially thinking back to when we started, right? Like 2 years ago, it's crazy the difference just even from then. So
yeah, it's dope, man. It's dope. And I constantly want more, right? It's like, it's never good enough. It's never good enough. But I think that's also a good thing to go back and reflect, for sure. And that's, yeah. And yeah, man. And to put a bow on this conversation with what you said, bro, like, dude, you see it. I see some of the screenshots that you'll send me or you'll repost where like, you'll go 7-1 the week before, and then the next week you'll go like 3-4, and people are like, yo, bro, how do you do this shit for a living? What the fuck? You know, all this. It's like, man, you gotta just like, I don't know, maybe because growing up, like, my friends would say the most outrageous shit to me, and to this day, and my parents were hard on me, and like, my parents made it very clear, like, yo, bro, it's not gonna be easy. Like, not everyone's gonna be like you, not everyone's gonna enjoy what you're doing, and you gotta just like take it and go. Like, you gotta keep pressing. So you gotta be open to scrutiny, and especially with being on, I don't even like using public figure or like social media figure, but just having a presence on there, it's like you leave yourself open to criticism. How you look, how your body is, like, bro, I put on like 8 pounds over Thanksgiving, dude. I didn't work out one time, Kenny. It was bad. And if you can see, like, that shiner is starting to go away a little bit. So, like, I had to make sure I didn't, like, reopen those stitches. But, yeah, man, you gotta kind of just, like, keep going. And as long as you're having fun doing it, it sounds so cliche and lame. That's just what helps me.
No, yeah, definitely. I mean, the shiner, hopefully at least when you're home for Thanksgiving, you had some cool stories that you can make up, tell the girls, you know?
Bro, yo, craziest thing, dude, like, I got stitches removed. Yeah, I had stitches. Yo, every girl, bro, every girl that like saw my post about it were like, yo, that looks hot. Now you look tough. Like, it's dope. And then I was worried the whole time. But anyway, that's
my boy just won his he fought in the PFL over the weekend. He fought Kai Wu, which is Mark Zuckerberg's training partner for jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
He won, but he got the same thing, got his eye gashed open, and man, that thing looked gnarly. I don't know how you guys do that.
Yeah, it's I don't do that. It was a complete accident. I'm not gonna pretend to be some crazy striker, but you know, shit happens. But let's get into week 12, bro. I do have another thing I want to ask you as we move on. But Kenny, I don't know if you caught this, 13-3 favorites against the spread. If anyone's been listening to the show, anyone's been listening to Kenny and I, it's going to turn, and it's going to turn in a dramatic way. I'm not saying that this week 13 coming up is going to be a underdog is howling weekend, Kenny, but you know, you've been doing this long enough. We've been talking about this long enough. Anytime you have the favorites or the public sides crush it one week, the sports books came out and said, bro, this was the worst week of the year. You know that it's going to have some regression to the mean. So what are your thoughts on what happened this weekend with the favorites?
Yeah, and you know, the one thing about this time of the year too, with there's NBA going, there's college basketball, there's college football, there's NFL, there's hockey, you know, there's so many different ways the sports book can get it back. So it's hard to just look at the NFL and say, oh, you know, the public will get slaughtered next weekend. But NFL usually is where they get dragged to slaughter. So I'm sure it'll happen this week or the next. But what did you ask me again? What do I like?
No, just like, how do you, as someone that does this professionally, right? I've always talked about in the past how, yo, anytime you see a crazy, crazy trend or just something that's such an anomaly where 13-3, just if you blindly bet the favorites this week against the spread, 13-3, bro, that's wild, right? Or like primetime unders now, I think are like 28-7 this year. Right.
It's crazy how the unders are a cash cow.
Bro, insane. So like, what do you do with that? Like, what's the, are you someone that's like, hey man, there's going to be regression to now I'm going to start betting it over? Or is it just one of those years where it's like, yo, I got to put that, you know, trying to outsmart the sports book and be like, hey man, this might just be a thing for 2023 football.
Well, I mean, you have to look at it from a couple different angles, right? So one, like looking at the trend for the unders this year, the under is always the sharp bet, right? Everyone and their mom, oh, just bet the over. So to see that, I'm not going to then think like, all right, I'm going to start making bad bets and just taking overs, because at some point it will regress. I think we talked about it earlier this year on a show where, you know, a lot of it is you just have to stay the course. It's easy to look at a game like the Commanders, like the Jets and the Dolphins on Friday, right? Or the Commanders and the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, where the Dolphins and the Cowboys look like some of the best teams in the league. They're playing clearly some of the worst teams. And, you know, why would you bet the Commanders or the Jets there? But it's just the right bet. You know, on that specific game, yeah, you might lose. It's a 50-50 proposition, right? Like it's going one way or the other. Over a large sample size, though, like when you look at 5 seasons, 10 seasons, 20 seasons, that's not a winning bet, right? If you bet the Jets or the Commanders with the points in that situation, you're more than likely going to win over a larger sample size. So I think a lot of it is you can't get too caught up in the now. You have to know that what you're doing and your approach to finding the bets that you're making is the right approach. Now, maybe you're not making the right approach, and then you have to kind of, you know, rework things and change how you're doing things. But like someone like myself, when I start having rough patches, I don't think like, all right, now I'm going to start doing the opposite because what I'm doing is not working. I think like, okay, well, just a bad run right now. Bad runs are going to happen. It will change, and I'm just going to continue to do what I'm doing, and it will balance out in the end.
No, you're absolutely right, bro. And it's something that I've done a better job over the years of not completely overreacting. And I kind of just, like, we all have our basic principles, right? Like, we all have our basic approaches where I like to call it, like, situational betting. I'm going to always take, you know, like, Mahomes off a loss. Going to probably 90% of the time going to take them the next week, right? A good team that we perceive to be a good team, they lose in a marquee game, a primetime spot, standalone spot. If we think they're a Super Bowl contender, bro, let's take them the next week. They're undervalued. The other team is overvalued, especially if you start matching it like, well, that team that lost on primetime, are they playing a team coming off a monster win no one expected? Bam, there it is. There's the spot, right? So I agree with you, bro. It's something that I always stress about. And again, man, shout out to everyone in the Discord. Shout out to some of the messages that I get. It makes me so fucking happy, Kenny, when I see people hit me up like over the weekend, right? They were like, yo, bro, you guys are going to take the Chargers again, aren't you? Right? It's like, look, man, look, it didn't terrible beat, right? Like Zay Flowers could have easily just done the Nick Chubb or the Todd Gurley for us. But no, you know, he's a rookie. I'm going to give him a pass. But, you know, it's the Chargers 3.5. Like, I even though it didn't work out, right? Like, we make that bet every time. I personally, for as much as the Chargers have, like, cost us, like, seven points this year, you know how we feel about him. You know how we feel about Herbert. Like, yo, we'll take him all the time as a dog. As a dog, no problem. We don't want him as a big favorite, right? So, like, I love that the fans were like, yo, you guys are going to take the Chargers again, aren't you? And I was like, yeah, bro, like, you know, situational spots and like the spot that you should take, that makes me happy, dude. And of course it was a bad beat, right? Just to recap quick, we went 3-2 again. I think the way we would recap our first circa millions together, bro, is forever 3-2. Cause we're just putting up 3-2 weeks. Just, you know, if we're betting these, which, you know, I'm always betting our circa picks, I'm up on the year. We're doing fairly well, but it's like in the contest, like now you need the 5-0s and the 4-1s.
Yeah, you need a couple of those sprinkled in. And I mean, there's, you know, the crazy thing about betting is like we were talking before we hopped on the show, like we're probably out of winning it, but like we could go 5-0 every week. And if we go, like if that happens, I think we would probably win it. You know what I mean? Like if that's the crazy thing about betting is that there's, you just don't know, anything could happen right now.
Hey man, look, we're 12.5 out of first. However, 7.5 out of placing.
Okay. So, listen, I'll be happy we placed the first go around. If we come top 100, I'm cool with that. Obviously, you know, you want to win it. One thing I would say is I think strategy wise, like going forward, I think having one or two entries, like two or three entries, not just the single entry, big advantage, because you can kind of use one entry as like, all right, we're going to play the games, kind of how we did it this year. Like, we're going to play the games we like, right? And then another entry, we're going to play all like the ugly games that we like, but we don't want to put as our picks in the contest, because what if they miss and then we feel like idiots? This year, had we done that, we would be doing a lot better, right?
Well, also for the third entry, what we got to do is we got to play the first fucking five that we mentioned, bro, because guys, when I tell you, and you know, Kenny and I, we had a plan on like kind of doing some Patreon content, and just the schedules did it on a line of like our first rundown of Circa. And yo, you guys know I don't lie to you guys. I'm very transparent. I'm very honest to the listeners of EM. Yo, we should have like 18 more wins, because the amount of times we've been like, bro, we gotta put the Dolphins in. Or like, bro, this is where we gotta take the Cowboys. Like, bro, we shouldn't take the Giants. And then we end up taking the Giants. Like, literally the first five that we go through, we'd be fucking money, man. And sometimes, bro, like, you know, us two are pretty stubborn. And that's why I think both of us get along and why we kind of see the picks the right way, or we see it the right side. Like, man, I don't listen to anybody's picks, bro. Like, all the picks. Like, if I go 0-5, I'm going 0-5 on my own. If I go 5-0, I'm going 5-0 on my own. And then there are some people like you in the NFL. When I hit you up and you're like, even before we did Circa together, like even last year, I'd be like, hey man, what do you like this week? And if you were like adamant about, let's just use as an example, you were adamant about Niners -7. But I liked Seattle, and you were like, nah, bro, you got it. And then you lay out the why. I'd be like, all right, well, I'm not going to take Seattle. I don't know if I'll take San Francisco, but I trust your input enough where I'm like, okay, if Kenny's like all in on this, and then you're like, yo, bro, I got like 5 units on it, I'd be like, all right, I'm completely out on this one, right? So like, that's just how I am when it comes to betting and just like my approach, because I feel like that way, I never want to be that guy to be like, oh, yo, fuck this guy, I can't believe I tailed his picks. It's like, nah, man, I know the sport enough, I do well enough, and I just always like doing it that way, bro.
Yeah. You know, as someone who sells picks, which I'll actually say here after football season, I'm never selling sports picks again, actually shutting that down. You're right. You never want to be that guy. Like, for example, a couple of weeks ago, right? A buddy of mine hit me up, you know, told me some things about a college game that he thought was going to go one way. Of course, I got to follow him, you know, so I bet him. They should have hit. to be fair to him, they should have hit. We got burned. And after, I never felt so bad about, like, I haven't felt that bad about losing bets in a long time because it wasn't me. Like, it was things I would never in a million years put money on. And you know, it hurts a little more. So yeah, I don't know how these guys buy picks, and you know, a lot of these guys selling picks are not winners. So I know they're not winning. You know, imagine the feeling when you lay out cash and you pay someone and you're not winning. That's gotta hurt, dude. It's gotta hurt.
Yeah. And especially with just like the, you know, I always loved it with you, bro. Like a month ago, or maybe it was like week 6 or 7. You're like, yo, bro, I'm getting smoked this year. And like, you don't hear handicappers. You don't hear people that give out picks or input on it be like that, you know? And that was one of the reasons why I like having you on, man, and why we've built a pretty cool relationship, because
you know why, Nick? Because a lot of people, especially when your business is off of selling picks, right? Like, you're only as good as your last pick. I've been on Instagram since 2016, 2017, giving out betting advice, right? This is probably, I'm still profitable this year, but this is probably the worst year I've had this year. Do you know how many people don't care that I've won the last 5 years? Like, that's just not a thing. In the social media world and the way sports betting is portrayed now to these people through all these, you know, VR betting pages and the bullshit pages, the perception of what sports betting is just not there. Like, someone will buy a week package, let's just say, for example, I don't know if I'm going to fucking win that week. I don't know. Right. But over the course of a year, a large enough sample size, I'm very confident in what I'm doing. So it's hard when someone jumps on for a week or they jump on for a month and maybe that's a bad month. And then how do you tell that person? You know what I mean? It's like, hey, man, like, you know, we'll get it next. It's one of those, it's a weird thing. And as I've gotten into this more and more, and, you know, I've dealt with so many people now, selling picks, shit, Nick. You and hey, I man. Talked about this. We talked about it earlier in the year, you know?
Yeah, we've had these combos, man. That's why, like, also, you know, like,
I tell people, hey, man, look, it's the Patreon. It's $5. I'm not charging you $500. And over, like you said, the big problem is that people don't got patience, bro. when you post that, you go like, you know, and I saw it happen this year. I saw it happen this year. I went 5-0 one week on because I do the circa picks we put in. And then I put the bets that I've made, right? And I think we went like 4-1 in circa, and then we went 5-0. This was recent, like 2 weeks ago, maybe. I got 5 new Patreon members. The next week, 2-3. Got complaints. It's like, hey, man, like this is just what it is. That's why, you know, last year, right before, because you came on the show like halfway through the year, dude, I had like a 16-3-2 stretch. And I kept telling people, like, there's going to be regression. 1-4 is coming. Like, it's, we, you know, we'll pat ourselves on the back, right? We'd blow ourselves if we could. Take that for a visual. But it's going to happen, right? Like, this is just what it is. And in the off chance, well, it would be a good off chance that you do go on this, like, 4-1 every week. It's just one of those years where, dude, the first time we ever did Veterans Minimum in 2015, we were picking 3 games against the spread each week. I went 73%. Bro, that's never happened since. Like, but the early perception was like, yo, this is the sports betting guy. This is the guru. And like every week, 3-0, 3-0, 2-1, 3-0, 3-0. Like, and again, and I would tell people, because we had just started doing the show, I'm like, yo, this is like an all-time year. This is not going to happen again. And if it does, then I'm fucking quitting all my jobs and just betting full time. So
what helped me out a lot was when the year the Bucks won the Super Bowl, COVID helped a lot, right? Because everyone was home, you know, once they kind of brought sports back. But the year the Bucks won the Super Bowl, I was doing a lot of stuff with like the game day at the time and, you know, different like lives and betting shows. And I was all in on the Bucks the whole year. Obviously a Pats fan, big Tom Brady guy. That year, that was a big year for me because every year I was just every week constantly, the Bucks are winning it all. The Bucks are winning it all. The Bucks are winning it all. And people thought I was nuts. And then they come out and they win it all. And you know, everyone's like, oh shit, this guy's for real. He knows what he's talking about. So yeah, that but then you have a bad week and now they forget about that. So yeah, it's giving out picks is tough, especially because it's a mental thing, you know, like when you have people like chirping you, talking shit, like as like you send out a bad bet. Well, now do you really want to send out another bet? But when you're betting, you can't think like that. The minute you start thinking like that, you lost. You have no chance. You have no chance of winning. So it's a nature of the beast, I guess. You know, it's a tough industry.
It is, man. It is. But that's why I think the approach to what Veterans Minimum is I know I'm going to sound super biased, but that's why I call it like the best sports betting vibe on the internet. Us two clown one another, right? Like, you know, one thing I did want to mention, you piece of shit. What about the Broncos now, baby? Come on, kid. Hey, one of our contest picks, and you did mention them. You're like, yo, we got to take Denver this week. And I was like, I put in my notes. I was like, if Denver covers, I got to bring this up to Kenny. 5 in a row. Kenny, this is the Super Bowl team that I thought it could be, bro.
let's see. I got to look. All right, you beat the Deshaun Watson-less Browns. You barely beat the Vikings. Like, the Vikings shouldn't have lost that game, but they win, yeah. So they win. You beat the Bills, who the Bills suck. Like, I've been saying the Bills suck for years now. Finally, it's starting to come to light that Josh Allen is not that good. You beat the Chiefs. That was a nice win. That was a good one. I'll give you that one. That was a great win. And then you beat the Packers. The Packers might be, other than the Panthers, might be the worst team in the league. So I don't know. It's not an impressive winning streak. Like, they're going to get smoked this week by the Texans. What do you think?
I think early Monday winner, Houston.
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing I'll say, I was listening to someone talk today, right? And they said, what he was saying is, he used to be a Michael Lombardi. He's on VSiN sometimes, you know him?
Yeah.
So he was talking about how sometimes when you take over a new team, like Peyton did, it's going to take a couple weeks for you to really see what you got on the team, right? And he said, if you look at how they were playing early in the season versus now, they're not relying on Russell Wilson. Like, Russell Wilson is a game manager now. He's not fucking shit up for them like he was in the first few weeks, right? So, you know, they have a great defense. They didn't look great to begin the season, but they look really good now. They got really good running backs on the team. So I don't know. They could be a team that come down the stretch, man. They stay hot. They could be scary if that defense continues to step up and they control clock. And Russell Wilson, you know, he's, as a game manager, he's amazing. You know, I don't think he's going to go out there and, you know, cook like he used to in Seattle for a couple of years, but I think he can manage the game for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what they need him to do now. Like, they're running the ball well also. Bro, they got 15 turnovers in the last four games. And look, like you mentioned, they're not exactly playing the who's who. But, you know, I think it's pretty bad timing to mention that thing about Josh Allen. Even though I do agree with you a little bit, I did think he played fucking amazing yesterday in that game against Philly. But That's true. And listen, man, look, I got to say, I've been one of my favorite bets I've made this year, bro, is every game I'm betting him to throw an interception. 8 straight games he's thrown an interception. Like, it's I've been harping on, like, yo, Buffalo's lost some games that, like, I still don't know how they lost. Like, how they lose to the Jets, how they lose to Denver, how they lose that game yesterday too, bro. Like, losing that game to Philly.
I was texting you, dude. The Eagles are different, bro. Like, you know, Hurts is – he's elite, Jalen Hurts. The thing is, he's just not Patrick Mahomes, right? But what does he have, 5 game-winning drives? 3 straight game-winning drives or something like that? Yeah. 5 since he's been the starter for the Eagles. I want to say this. One, Josh Allen, I don't think he sucks. But when he was getting compared to, like, a year ago, Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow, like, he's not even in that level, right? So that's when I'm saying he sucks. That's what I mean by that. But yeah, the Eagles are scary, dude. They can win anyway. I think they're only going to get better as they get healthier down the stretch. Defense a little banged up, but yeah, the Eagles are a scary team for anyone who faces them in the playoffs, especially having to go into Philly, dude. That's tough.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's give a shout out to one of our sponsors, Fly Me Out. Legends, do you ever feel the urge to break away and discover the world with a like-minded tribe? Let me introduce you to Fly Me Out, the premier social travel club. Imagine if LinkedIn, Airbnb, and Raya had a travel-loving baby. Whether you're looking to network with professionals on a beach or bond with creatives in the heart of a city, Fly Me Out has got you covered. Dive into the curated experiences with their platform, and it's never been easier for you to find your tribe and see the globe. Don't just travel, make memories with Fly Me Out. As someone that recently just went to Colombia over the summer for the first time, my dream place to go and visit, and I went there by myself because my friends are lame as shit and they didn't want to go on vacation, Fly Me Out is exactly what I needed in my life. They scout and curate the trips to some of the world's most exciting locations, and it's a phenomenal way to network with some of the top achievers and innovators from various fields in the many industries out there. Use the code VM1 for expedited application review. I want to assure you that I'm wholeheartedly behind this one because one of my really good friends, Zach, is the mastermind behind it. When going to sign up, use the code VM1 for expedited application review, and I promise it's going to be a good time. What's good, legends? Big ups to one of our sponsors and one of our favorite sponsors because they are degenerates just like us. Shout out to the online sportsbook Wager Attack, who will be partnering and sponsoring Veterans Minimum for this entire football season. And they will be the official odds provider for Veterans Minimum. So anytime you hear us talking about any games, any props, any futures, whatever it might be, the odds are going to be provided by Wager Attack. And if you are ready to take your online sports betting game to the next level, and if you are ready to take your sports betting game to the next level like we have, look no further than Wager Attack, the ultimate online sports book for true sports enthusiasts. With a wide range of sports, live betting options, competitive odds, and a live casino, Wager Attack is where winners play. Join today using the code VM and get bonuses and a free play rollover when depositing at the cashier. Wager Attack is rocking with us through the NFL season and is the official odds provider of Veterans Minimum. Bro, so that was something that I was talking about a couple weeks ago. This was before Burrow got hurt. This was before they played San Francisco. And I said, dude, and I don't know if you were on the show with me. You might have been. But I made three bets, and it was Super Bowl matchup bets. And I basically just took Philly in the NFC. Because my thought process was, no one's going to go into Philly and win, but they can go into any of the other buildings and win, right? Like, bro, Detroit at the end of January to go into Philly, good luck. Enjoy that, right? Like, San Francisco, nah, bro. I just think it's a different beast for Brock Purdy and them. And we're going to see this week coming up, they play each other. So that's going to be super duper telling. I do want to ask you about that game in just a little bit. But my thought process, bro, was, and these were what the bets were. I got them here on my phone. Bengals, Eagles to be the Super Bowl 42-1. We could burn that ticket, right? This was obviously when Burrow was healthy. The other one was 20-1 Ravens, Eagles at the time. Now that's plus 900. And then Chiefs, Eagles was plus 900 at the time, right? And it's like, I don't trust anybody else in the AFC but those three teams at the time being. And then in the NFC, bro, like it's, dude, all we're saying is, oh, Philly hasn't looked good. And guess what, man? They're 10-1. And, like, they haven't played. Yeah, right? And, like, bro, this was another thing, and it pisses me off, dude. That's why I can't wait to have, like, a way bigger platform than the one that we have right now with VM. It's like everyone's saying,
you know, Cowboys, Chiefs, Bills, like the Eagles have the hardest schedule the rest of the year. And it's like, all right, I get that and I respect that. But they're also a juggernaut, bro. This isn't the Giants having this schedule. It's like all those teams are looking at the schedule and they're like, oh shit, we got to play Philly also. You know what I'm saying? Like,
aside from, like, obviously they're going to play in Dallas, but aside from the Chiefs, like, most of these games were home for them. Like, the Dolphins home, Bills home, 49ers home. So, I mean, you know, like, we just, Philly is probably one of the biggest home field advantages, especially this time of the, like, it's freezing here, dude. I go outside for 10 minutes to walk my dog. My bones hurt inside. So, like, imagine playing football, getting hit by a Mack truck, dude. It's got to hurt. This is the first time I looked at the lines for this week. Dude, the Eagles plus 2.5, bro. Are you kidding me, dude? What?
Yo, that's what I wanted to ask you about.
Dude, I'm all over that. I'm buying points. But you got to buy that to 3 because they're not losing by more than a field goal at home.
Yo, so I'm at the airport this morning and I'm preparing some of the notes for this show as I always do. And right before I get on the plane, I pull up Wager Attack, the official sponsor of Veterans Minimum, odds provider. And I see Eagles plus 2.5. And I wrote in my notes, I go, GTFO, get the fuck out, bro. Like, what? I don't get it. It's a fishy line for that to be the case, because this is like I'm clearing the Patreon on Philly at home.
Yeah. That's one of, listen, anyone listening to this, KBB's bringing Christmas early for you guys. Wager Attack, 300%. Dude, a 300% deposit bonus? Are you shitting me, dude?
Nobody does that.
No one's doing that, dude. You put $1,000, you're getting a 300% on top of that. Dude, put it on the Eagles money line. Thank us next week on the show and call it a day, dude. The Eagles, did you see Hassan Reddick come out? He was already saying, dude, they've been crying since last NFC championship game. Well, this week they're lining them up again and let's see how it goes. Bro, the Eagles D-line is going to eat Brock Purdy alive, dude. He might get injured again in this game. And I don't wish injury on anyone, but that defensive line hasn't performed to the level of the talent. Like, they're going to start rattling off games where they're just winning because of the defense, dude. Like, the defense has been like kind of holding them back this year so far. I mean, the Chiefs second half, they lit it up, right? There's some games, but dude, 34 to the Bills. You look at some of these games, 31 to the Commanders. Dude, that Eagles defense is fucking elite. And there's going to be a point when they figure it out with a lot of these young players that they've drafted. And, dude, they're going to be so scary to play. It's going to be scary.
Yo, bro, and this is the same team that if I had to bet money on a team that opens up sports books to see the odds, it would be the Eagles, because they all wore dog masks in that playoff run in the Super Bowl. And they're like, yo, we're the underdog. And everyone says, oh, they don't listen to the odds makers and shit. It's like, bullshit, bro. You guys knew all that. The dog masks were all over the crowd, right? And what you said, I love Brandon Graham also said, yo, we remember, like, no one gave us credit for winning that game because Brock got hurt. Now it's deja vu. Now it's going to be like, all right, you guys thought if he was healthy, they would have won? I bet. Watch what happens. And they got those dogs on that team, bro. Hassan Reddick, him, Fletcher Cox, right? Like, these are dudes that were on the team. I mean, not Hassan Reddick, but they were on the team, Jason Kelce, when they won the Super Bowl many years ago. And it's like, bro, and Jalen Hurts, bro, like, the craziest thing about Jalen Hurts right now, he's the MVP favorite. And you know what? I feel like that's right. I think it's like him and Lamar. Yeah, it's him and Lamar, right? But I think it's recency bias because, like, you know, Lamar didn't play that well yesterday, but he's been playing great all year. And then this is what always happens. Like, who has the monster game? That's who the leading candidate is for MVP the next week. And Hurts just lit it up in the second half. But, like, bro, Jalen Hurts, like, it don't look the prettiest, but, bro, he just gets it done, dude. That's it. Just gets it done.
You know what's crazy, dude? So, like, I'm watching this game yesterday. I live bet the Eagles money line. So I'm sitting here watching and dude, he's so calm.
Yeah.
He's got like Tom Brady composure out there. Like,
no, yes.
There's like 50 seconds left in the game. He's just walking to the line. He's chill. He's calm. He's composed. And yeah, man, he gets it done, dude. He's got great weapons around him, right? Devontae Smith as the number two. He'd be a number one on almost any other team in the league. So he's got weapons. And then when you add his legs in there, it's, Yeah, they're scary, dude. I like the Eagles a lot, and I hate the Eagles. I'm a Pats fan, so I fucking hate the Eagles, but they're fucking good.
Yo, I bet Buffalo early in the week, and I got the 3.5, so I was happy the way that game ended. But one of my friends took the Eagles -2.5 because, like, game day, the game closed at 2.5. But, like, bro, it's the craziest thing, man. I'm shocked when they punt. Like, Philly is in that territory now with Jalen Hurts in this offense where when they send the punting unit out, I'm like, holy shit, that's like double the win. Because, bro, that the tush push, brotherly shove, whatever you want to call it, and now they did the sweep to DeAndre Swift against the Commanders also. It's like, all right, good luck stopping that. Like, dude, when I bet against them, I fucking hate that play. When I bet on them, I love that play, dude.
Nothing more frustrating than when they're in like a 3rd and 8, right? And they get to 4th and 2, and you're like, fuck, they're going for this.
They're going for this.
Gonna get it. And you're like, damn, dude, now they got to stop them again. Yeah. It's one of those. I hate betting against the Eagles for that reason. Cause it was kind of like the Chargers used to be that first year Staley was there, where like, if you bet against the Chargers, there you pretty much had to defend for 4 downs because they were going for it in a lot of crazy situations.
Everywhere too. Like on their 20. Yeah, we're going for it.
Yeah, dude, Staley's got to go. He's doing our boy Justin Herbert dirty out there, man. It's crazy. I couldn't believe they didn't cover that game for us last night. I think Herbert was, I saw 8-2 or 10-2 coming into games as a dog of 3 or more.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Listen, man, it's like thou shalt not fade Herbert at 3.5 or more. And you know, that was the right side. It's just like, you know, I feel like if we had the Ravens. Do you ever feel this way? We'll wrap up the show on this, right? Do you ever feel like shit happens because you're on the other side? Like, I feel like if we took the Ravens 3.5, Zay Flowers was not scoring there. But because we took the Chargers, he scores.
Here's something gross. So yesterday, right, my boy sends me, he sends me an anytime touchdown score parlay that he likes. He's telling me, he's like, bro, I think Josh Allen runs one in. He was sending me Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts, right? And I look and I'm like, I like the Hurts one. I kind of feel like I like CJ Stroud runs one in. He was +850, right?
Yeah.
I sent him Stroud, Hurts, Kyler Murray, and Josh Dobbs, right? As a parlay. Dude, 100 would have won 12,000. I didn't put any of it in. Kyler scores one, Stroud scores one, Hurts scores two. And it would have been riding on Josh Dobbs tonight to score one in 6 straight games.
He's going to score the first touchdown tonight just to put you on the
miss. If I bet it, he's not scoring.
Yeah.
If I just watch the game, dude, he's probably running 3 in, and I'm going to be sitting there going, dude, why did I not put that parlay in? I don't know how it happens that way. It just inevitably always does, right? Like, dude, I'm sitting there Saturday. I don't know if you really watch college football. I bet Alabama moneyline live. Right. They're in the goal line. They're in the red zone. Did you see that game? How it ended?
I saw the ending. Yeah.
Bro, insane. Crazy. Dude, right before that timeout, they're like +700. And I'm thinking, I should just put like $100 on this, $200, you know, like why not? What's the difference? But I'm like, nah, dude, it's 4th and 31, bro. They're not scoring. He scores. Are you kidding me? It's one of those things, man, where, yeah, if you do it, it's never fucking happening. If you don't do it, you're going to watch and you're going to be pissed off at the end.
Bro, I'm back home, right? I'm back home and I'm an Arsenal fan. Arsenal's playing on the road in the Premier League and it's the 80th minute and it's 0-0. But they're dominating the whole second half. I go to my dad, I'm like, yo, what is Arsenal live? He goes to open up his FanDuel. And the app is like under maintenance. I go, maybe it's your phone. I go to open it. Same issue. Dude, not even 2 minutes later, Arsenal scores. They win 1-0. I'm like, oh, come on, bro. Like, what are the odds that the maintenance happens when I need you most, right? Come on, bro. You don't take enough of my money.
You got to degenerately live bet shit while you're drunk at the bar. You know?
Yeah, it always happens. Yeah, unbelievable. So... we are 2 games above 500 in Circa. Our main objective is going to be to try to place 7.5 back. We do have 6 weeks left, man. So that's 30, 30 points are out there. You know, we're not out of it. We're still in the mix. It's like when you're a baseball team around the All-Star break, right? Just be around 500, bro. You make that trade, right? You get Yoenis Cespedes coming in for the Mets, and then you go to the World Series. You know what I'm saying?
So how many points are we out of the top 100?
Out of the top 100, we are 7.5 back.
It's crazy, man, because that's literally just taking the Dolphins when we said we should take the Dolphins and not betting the Giants when you told me the Giants were a bad bet.
Oh, bro, the Giants, if the Chargers just went 50-50 on the times that we took them, we'd be like 3 back.
The shitty part about that, even last night, right? The Packers, the Ravens, I think we took them week 1 against the Dolphins. They were winning almost every single one of these games with like in the last minute and a half, 2 minutes, and they've blown all of them. And then last night, obviously, they're covering, and then the Zay Flowers touchdown killed us.
Well, you told me, man, of all the months and years that you've known me and been following the show and us doing the show together, you said my best take is that every Chargers game is the same.
Dude, it's nuts, bro. I'm watching the game yesterday. The announcers are like, the Chargers find themselves in another close game, just like every other game this year. And I'm thinking like, dude, every other game this year? Talk about like the last 10 years.
10 years, bro.
I remember when Antonio Gates was catching touchdowns and they were playing games like this.
Bro, they've played... prior to 2 weeks ago, they put up a graphic. They played 101 score games in the last 10 years. The next closest team was at 72.
Yeah, that's wild. That's a wild stat.
That's why every game is the same for the LA Chargers.
So let me ask you this, Nick. All right. So looking at the schedule, right? Eagles are 10-1. They play the Niners this week, and then they got the Cowboys the next week sitting at 8-3. Could you see the Eagles losing this game? And then them playing Dallas and that being the talk of the week, that first place is on the line there?
I mean, it's definitely possible, bro, because for as much as we're shitting on like Brock Purdy and the Niners, and not shitting, but like them being a favorite going into Philly, San Fran is just as good, I think. And San Fran, it's like what we were talking about before, where everyone is looking at the schedule for the Eagles and they're like, oh, it's the toughest schedule in the league. But it's like, bro, it's Philly. Like, Philly's good too. It's the same thing. Like, San Fran is a juggernaut coming in there. And I'm sure, listen, man, for as much as we're saying that the Eagles players are fired up and saying like, yo, we're going to show you guys it wouldn't have mattered, they're saying the opposite. Like, bro, we got our guy healthy now. You're going to see when Juszczyk and CMC aren't throwing passes that we would have won that game, right? So, like, honestly, bro, truthfully, and I already know that I'm going to bet the Eagles and we're definitely going to put them in the contest. We have to just because of the spot, right? This would be one where if I happen to find 5 other games that I absolutely love, I would like to just enjoy this one. But it's not going to happen because also, like, Philly at home as an underdog, we haven't gotten that, and we should take advantage of it. But, like, that's how I would approach that game.
Yeah, and, I mean, Jalen Hurts is getting to the point, too, where, like, how do you bet against that guy?
Yeah.
Like, he's poised. He's you know, they're down 10 to the Chiefs, down 10 to the Bills. They come back. They win. It's they got, at this point, the best kicker in pro. I don't ever remember him missing a big kick, dude. A 60-yarder to tie the game? Are you shitting me? When did these kickers start hitting 60-yarders, bro? Like, what are they doing to these kickers? I remember when Sebastian Janikowski had, like, a monster leg, and he was hitting, like, 55-yarders. Yeah. And everyone was like, oh, that was crazy, you know? Dude, 63 they've done. Like, what? That's crazy.
Yo, something interesting about Jalen Hurts, right, to your point. 27-2 in his last 29 games as a starter. In the NFL, yeah. Hold on, it gets better. I got a good one for you. He did an interview with Jeremy Schapp on ESPN, and when he got drafted to the Eagles, and they asked him, hey, how many games did you lose in college? And he goes, 4. And he goes, you know, it's going to be a lot harder in the NFL. And he goes, we'll see. He's 30-4 in his last 34 games as a starter, bro. It's nuts. It's like, yo, and look, right? And I'll put a bow on this conversation and this show with you, how we were talking before to open up about, hey, man, are there trends that happen just for that year that you kind of get on, or are you expecting it to go back to the mean? Joe Burrow last year covered like 18 straight games against the number, was it? Something ridiculous. And it's like, bro, we can't fade him. Like, you just can't fade Burrow at this spot. We did win it mattered in the AFC title game, by the way. Got to give us some credit. But it's like that with Hurts now, bro. He's, and like you said, the Tom Brady comparison with the poise, it was like, bro, you're not going to make money betting against Brady during that. Those, it was like, he was like 68% against the spread as a Pat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Tom was different. Tom was, yeah. Miss Tom. Miss him.
Hey, give me a Monday winner for week 13 from now. Is it Philly?
I won't say the Eagles. The Jets, bro. Jets plus three at home. You shitting me? Give me that all day. Yeah, Jets. I love the Jets in that spot.
Against Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you think of that one?
Look, man.
You don't seem sold, I'll tell you that.
You know, you look
like a deer in headlights.
You know how I feel about the Jets, bro. That's another team that we would have had like three more wins if we just didn't play them. Even though, what about this, right? I always tweet this. Football is dumb, dude. The only loss the Eagles have is to Zach Wilson and the Jets. Like, this sport is so dumb.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, dude, there's, it's an entertainment league, baby.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's super fixed. I was actually watching something. It was like an old interview back in the day. And the guy was talking about how they have on record, you know, like the NFL has fixed over like 70 games. And this was like a long time ago. So I'm sure it's way more now. I'm going to try and find the clip and send it to you. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I would love to see that. The one that I have, I think the Chiefs being a 7-point favorite on the road in Green Bay is a little suspect.
It definitely is. It's just hard. It's hard betting on the Packers, man.
Yeah.
That's like one of those games, you know, and again, that's why doing a couple of contest entries would be good, because you can look like the Packers are 1,000,000% the right bet there. Like, you can't really bet the Chiefs, right? If you're doing it things the right way, like, you can't bet the Chiefs there. But the Packers just suck, dude. They're so bad. But I'm not against it. If you wanted to throw it in, I'm in. That's the right bet. The Lions -4 looks nice in the dome, coming off the loss Thanksgiving, you know?
Yeah, extra time to prepare. That's where you want to take them. You want to take them indoors.
Yeah. And see, those are spots where even I think you've gotten me a lot better at this, looking for spots like that, right? Like, I would usually look at that and say, oh, I'm going to take the Saints here. Everyone's going to bet the Lions. Now I would look at that and think like, I don't have any interest really in betting the Saints. I'd rather stay off of it from betting purposes. Just because, like you said, the extra time to prepare, they're still in the dome. Now I look at all those things and they do matter, right? Like, those things, you can really save yourself a lot of money from betting good spots, but in bad situations, right? Like, the spread, the line might be telling you one thing, but it's just a bad situation. Like, the Chiefs coming off the loss against a shitty team. Like, you may think like, oh, this shit team plus the points is the right bet, but it's just Patrick Mahomes coming off the loss. Like, it's just a bad spot.
Yeah. I agree. That's something where, you know, I call it situational betting. It's just, you got to take everything into account, man. And I think it's one that you kind of just, you would take Detroit, where in the past you wouldn't. So it's cool, man. I'm showing you some tips and tricks too, as you've been putting me on game also.
Before we get out of here though, next year, Chargers is going to be our cash cow. They're 0-6 this year in one score games.
Hopefully with a new head coach, our boy comes back home. You know what I'm saying?
Herbert's going to take us to the promised land next year. Watch. They'll probably get him another stud receiver and he'll suck still.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what's going to happen. Well, thanks to everyone for listening. Please continue to rate, review, subscribe, tag us that you're listening, tag us with the takes, whatever it might be. Again, the best endorsement is you guys showing people that you're listening, telling people that you're listening. As far as I go, it's at NickDayIs10 on all social media outlets, at Veterans Minimum to find all things Veterans Minimum. And Kenny, the floor is yours. Where can people find you if they haven't already?
At Kenny Betts Big. At Kenny Betts Big. And while you're here, man, go sign up at fucking Wager Attack with that VM code. Take advantage of the 300% and win yourself some money courtesy of Nick and I.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Use that promo code. They are blessing it. And we got that too, because we're like, yo, bro, let's give these people some good shit.
That's how confident they are that you guys are shit betters. Prove them wrong.
Prove them wrong. Listen to the takes and let's get this money, Yurt.
In his element. I'm a gold medalist, bronze like your medal is. So many deer in headlights, but it's bedtime. Hear that supper bell, main course, beat a venison.
Dab. Most dangerous game. Either kill or be